Welcome, everyone. Today, we're diving headfirst into a concept that really pushes the boundaries of what's possible, the fusion of artificial intelligence and quantum computing.
And what a fusion it is. It's capturing so much attention, especially now with quantum computing making the leap from just theory into the realm of real-world application.
Yeah, it seems like every day there's a new breakthrough being announced. I mean, just look at Google's Willow chip. It just crushed a calculation that would take in a supercomputer longer than the entire age of the universe and did it in under 5 minutes.
It's a pretty striking example of just how fundamentally different quantum computing is from the computers we use every day. We're talking about qubits instead of bits, and these qubits can be in multiple states at the same time. That's thanks to the crazy laws of quantum mechanics.
Okay, gotta admit, that's the part that always kind of makes my brain melt a little, like trying to picture a coin spinning in the air, being both heads and tails until it finally lands.
That's a spot-on analogy. It's precisely that ability to be in multiple states at once that gives quantum computers the potential to tackle problems that are completely out of reach for classical computers. And when it comes to AI, well, the implications are huge.
So how exactly does quantum computing change the game for AI? I mean, we're already seeing some pretty impressive things from AI, even without quantum computers.
Absolutely. AI has come a long way.
Yeah.
But now imagine giving those AI algorithms a massive boost with the power of quantum computation.
Okay, now that's a picture I can get behind. So where will we see the biggest impact?
One area that's super exciting is drug discovery and development. Imagine simulating how complex molecules interact at a quantum level. This could lead to new drugs and therapies being developed way faster and with much greater precision.
Sounds like a total game changer for medicine. But I'm also curious about the potential risks. You mentioned earlier that quantum computers could break current encryption methods. That's a pretty unsettling thought.
It's definitely something we need to be very aware of. A lot of our digital security relies on algorithms that are tough for classical computers to crack. But a powerful enough quantum computer could potentially change all that, leaving our online data vulnerable.
So it's like we're in a race against time to develop new quantum-resistant encryption before this technology becomes widely available.
Exactly. It's a race we can't afford to lose. But on a brighter note, the same quantum principles that could threaten our security could also lead to breakthroughs in areas like materials science.
How so?
Well, imagine using quantum computers to design completely new materials with properties we can barely even imagine today. Think lighter than air, but stronger than steel, or materials that conduct electricity perfectly.
You're pulling my leg now. But seriously, if we could create those kinds of materials, it would transform industries from transportation to energy and so much more.
It's not science fiction. It's the potential of quantum-enhanced materials design. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Quantum computing could also revolutionize fields like finance, logistics, and even AI itself.
So it's almost like a positive feedback loop. Quantum computing makes AI more powerful, which in turn fuels further breakthroughs in quantum computing.
Exactly. It's a synergistic relationship that could really accelerate innovation in ways we haven't even begun to imagine.
It's both incredibly exciting and a little bit intimidating to think about.
Absolutely. That's why it's crucial to have these conversations right now to understand the potential benefits and risks before this technology becomes so deeply embedded in our lives that we can't control its impact.
You're right, because it's not just about building faster computers. It's about shaping the future we want to live in.
And that future will be determined by the choices we make today. Will we focus solely on the technological advancements, or do we also grapple with the ethical and societal implications?
We can't afford to ignore that question. But before we jump into the ethical considerations, I want to touch on one more area where quantum computing could have a major impact, the very nature of intelligence itself.
Ah, yes. The big question, what does it actually mean to be intelligent?
Right. We tend to define intelligence based on human capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when machines powered by quantum computing surpass us in every way?
It's a question that really makes you think. Will we need to redefine our understanding of intelligence, and how will we relate to these super intelligent machines?
It's almost like we're stepping into the realm of science fiction again.
Maybe so, but it's a future we need to prepare for. And that preparation starts with understanding the technology, which is why I'm so glad we're having this conversation.
Absolutely. And speaking of delving deeper, I think it's time to move on to the ethical considerations and potential societal impact of this technology. Because the possibilities are truly vast, but so are the potential pitfalls.
Let's explore those challenges in the next part of our deep dive. See you there.
Welcome back to our exploration of artificial intelligence and quantum computing.
We're really trying to wrap our heads around how this powerful combo could reshape entire industries and maybe even change how we think about intelligence itself. And it's important to remember as we go further down this rabbit hole that we're really just scratching the surface of what might be possible.
Yeah, it feels like we've just gotten a glimpse of the tip of the iceberg and we're still trying to figure out just how massive it really is.
Exactly. But even from where we are now, we can already see some pretty exciting possibilities. Like, let's take medicine, for example. Imagine a world where drug discovery isn't this slow and expensive process, but instead a super fast AI-powered exploration guided by the precision of quantum computation.
So instead of years and billions of dollars to develop new drugs, we could be talking about doing it in a fraction of the time and at a fraction of the cost.
That's the hope. Quantum computers could allow us to simulate those complex biological processes at a level of detail that's just not possible with classical computers.
So we could actually observe how drugs interact with the human body at a molecular level before they even reach a lab.
Precisely. It could completely revolutionize how we develop new treatments, leading to more effective drugs with fewer side effects.
And it's not just about creating new drugs, right? Imagine this tech could also have a massive impact on personalized medicine.
Absolutely. Imagine using quantum-powered AI to analyze someone's genetic makeup and create treatments that are tailored to their specific needs.
So we're not just talking about curing diseases, but actually preventing them altogether.
It's a bold goal, but it might actually be achievable with the power of quantum computing and AI.
The potential is mind-blowing, but I also can't help but think about the potential risks. If we're talking about AI making life or death decisions about people's health, we need to be incredibly careful.
You bring up a really important point. With any powerful technology, there are ethical considerations that we can't ignore. We need to make sure these tools are used responsibly and that they benefit everyone, not just a select few.
And it's not just healthcare, right? Quantum computing could disrupt just about every industry out there.
You're absolutely right. Take material science, for instance. Imagine using quantum computers to design brand new materials with properties that we can't even comprehend today.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Think about materials that are lighter than air, but also stronger than steel, or materials that can conduct electricity with no resistance whatsoever.
Okay, now you're just pulling my leg. But seriously, if we could actually create materials like that, it would completely change everything from transportation to energy production.
It's not sci-fi. It's the potential of quantum-enhanced materials design. And it doesn't stop there. Quantum computing could also transform fields like finance, logistics, and even artificial intelligence itself.
So it's like this technology could create this positive feedback loop where advancements in quantum computing lead to more powerful AI, which then leads to even more breakthroughs in quantum computing.
Exactly. It's the synergistic relationship that could really accelerate innovation in ways we can only dream of right now.
It's both exhilarating and a little bit scary to think about.
I agree. And that's precisely why these conversations are so important right now, to really grasp the potential benefits and risks before this technology becomes so widespread that we lose control over its impact.
Right. Like we said earlier, it's not just about building faster computers. It's about shaping the future we want to live in.
And that future is going to be shaped by the decisions we make today. Do we just focus on the tech advancements, or do we also consider the ethical and societal implications?
It's a choice we can't afford to make lightly. But before we get into the ethical considerations, I want to touch on one more area where quantum computing could have a huge impact, the very nature of intelligence itself.
Oh, yes, the big question. What does it really mean to be intelligent?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right now, we define intelligence based on human capabilities. But what happens when machines powered by quantum computing surpass us in every way imaginable?
It's a question that really gets you thinking. Well, we need to redefine our concept of intelligence. And what will our relationship with these super intelligent machines look like?
It almost feels like we're back in the realm of science fiction again.
Maybe. But it's a future we have to prepare for. And that preparation begins with understanding the technology itself, which is why I'm so glad we're having this deep dive today.
Couldn't agree more. And speaking of diving deep, I think it's time to shift our focus to the ethical considerations and potential societal impacts of this tech. Because as we've seen, the possibilities are truly mind-boggling, but so are the potential downsides.
Let's explore those challenges in the next part of our deep dive. See you there.
And we're back for the final part of our deep dive where we've been exploring this incredible world where AI and quantum computing come together.
And as we've seen, this combination has the potential to really shake things up in everything from medicine to materials science to how we understand intelligence itself.
But like with any powerful technology, we got to think about the potential downsides too.
It's kind of like we're at the edge of a whole new world and it's up to us to explore it carefully and make sure we're prepared.
Exactly. I think one of the biggest challenges is how this technology might be misused. We talked earlier about the risks to cybersecurity with quantum computers potentially cracking the encryption that protects all our data.
It's a real threat and one we need to get ahead of by developing quantum-resistant cryptography.
But beyond the technical stuff, there are some bigger ethical questions we need to grapple with, too.
Like, how do we ensure that the benefits of quantum computing are shared fairly and don't just widen the gap between those who have and those who don't?
It's a good point. We've already seen how AI can reinforce biases, and we need to be super careful to prevent that from happening with quantum computing.
And as we talked about earlier, job displacement is another big worry. As quantum-powered AI gets more and more advanced, it's likely to take over tasks that humans used to do.
So how do we prepare for a future where some jobs might just disappear? Do we need to rethink our education systems and start training people for the skills they'll need in a quantum-powered world?
Absolutely. We need to start having these conversations now and figure out how to help people learn new skills and adapt.
But it goes beyond jobs, right? There are broader social implications to consider, too.
That's right. For instance, what happens to our privacy when quantum computers could potentially see and analyze mountains of data?
And what about the impact on things like democracy and government? If quantum-powered AI starts making the big decisions in areas like law enforcement or national security, how do we make sure human values and ethics are still front and center?
These are really tough questions with no easy answers, but they're questions we can't shy away from as we enter this new era.
It feels like we're at a crossroads. We have this incredible technology with the potential to solve some of the world's toughest problems.
Yeah.
But it also comes with risks and challenges we can't just brush aside.
It's a balancing act, and it's going to take a lot of thought and collaboration from scientists, policymakers, ethicists, and the public.
Because in the end, the future of quantum computing isn't set in stone. It's our responsibility to shape it in a way that benefits everyone.
And that's why I think education and open conversations are so important. The more people know about quantum computing and what it could mean for us, the better we'll be at navigating this new world and making smart decisions.
So this is a call to action for all of us, not just the tech folks out there.
We need to start talking about this stuff in our homes, schools, and communities. We need to get our elected officials involved and push for ethical development and use of quantum computing.
And we need to support research and innovation in areas like quantum-resistant cryptography and AI ethics.
Because the choices we make today will have a ripple effect for generations to come.
You're absolutely right. Well, we've covered a lot in this deep dive, from the nuts and bolts of quantum computing to the big ethical and social questions it raises.
I hope our listeners have come away with a better understanding of both the incredible opportunities and the challenges that lie ahead.
It's a really exciting time to be alive, and I can't wait to see how this technology develops in the years to come.
But let's not forget that the future is not a foregone conclusion. It's up to all of us to shape it wisely and responsibly.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of quantum computing. We hope it sparked your curiosity to learn more and to join those crucial conversations about the future of this game-changing technology and what it means for our world.